Hey, my name is Frank, last name Chan, and I came from Hong Kong in 1976. I started in Ontario, London, Ontario, and being a nurse from Hong Kong, I cannot get my registration right away. I have to wait because I'm the only breadwinner of the family. So I worked in different hospitals as orderly, practical nurse, and then eventually I moved to BC in 1980, and I started working in Richmond Hospital and at the same time working at a hospital as casual, just to build up my local Canadian experience. And then I got my registration finally in 1984. That means after 8 years in Canada, finally I got my registration again, and I started working in different department in Richmond Hospital. And in the meantime, I work in different nursing home and other hospital like St. Vincent, UBC, and other places. And I build up my experience by working different department as well. I work in medical department. I work in surgical department. Then I finally got back into the operating room where I started from in Hong Kong. And since then, I've been upgrading myself by going to different colleges and university programs and getting my different certificates in specialty area like intensive care, emergency, post-op anesthetic recovery room. And then since then, I worked 34 years in Richmond Hospital and retired as the supervisor of the nursing department. And I finally retired in 2014, partly because my wife was diagnosed with cancer. So I took the 1 year off, and I never returned back to work and start enjoying my retirement and volunteering in different areas. I started volunteering at the airport as a green coat, and then after a year, I volunteered with the RCMP with community policing in 2016. And I still work as a volunteer with the RCMP, but I quit the airport, the YVR Green Coat, because of the COVID, or after the COVID. And I stopped volunteering with the community wellness clinic for seniors in different community centers, checking blood pressure for seniors. And I found it is very interesting meeting different people in different areas. Rather than being a nurse, helping them when they're sick, I try to help educate them and promote the importance of being a senior. You have to be outgoing. You have to meet people. Don't stick around in the house. Helping people is one thing I realized it helped myself as well. Being more outgoing, so you don't seclude yourself. You start socializing with different people from different background, and doing the community policing really helped the community to educate them. Police are not that scary. You don't have to scare to call police. If you really need help, you should call them. Don't hide the whatever happened to you, you have to report to them so the police can create these stats regarding different area for different crimes. And as a volunteer, I assist the program in the community doing foot patrol, bike patrol, and also different special events, connecting with people. And also, the one good thing I found is as an RCMP volunteer, you go to schools and meet with kids of all ages, elementary, even high school kids. We play ball games with the kids. And also, we connect with them and talk to them and even help to promote the policing. Like for myself, it's the RCMP. To recruit new people as volunteer, and eventually, or hopefully, they will join the force and help to prevent crime. And so it's very important to me to be a volunteer. And although age sometimes matters because your body starts deteriorating, you start having pains and aches here and there and everywhere, and seems that that will be your partner for the rest of your life. You have to live with it, but don't give up. Just keep coming out and help people and meet with other people. And that will really help yourself, your family. Of course, with their support, you can volunteer more and more, or you can slow down and spend more time with your family. It's up to you to choose. As volunteer, like I always tell people, they don't pay you enough to be a volunteer, so don't be imitated by whatever program. Just do your best and learn more and commit yourself.